Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Dyslexia Devoted, the podcast dedicated to building awareness, understanding, and strategies to help those with dyslexia. I'm your host, Lisa Parnello, dyslexia therapist and founder of Parnello Education Services. Join me as we dive into today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Hello, friends, and welcome back. Or if it's your first episode, welcome. Are you ready for summer? I know I sure am. Welcome to episode 45 of Dyslexia Devoted, and today we're talking about getting ready for summer break. This is going to be a shorty episode because it is Easter when I'm recording this, and not only that, I just barely stopped having COVID for the last 2 weeks, so my energy is still pretty low, actually. But don't worry, you actually get extra time with me this week because I was interviewed by two different people who have podcasts, and both are ready for you right now. The first one that I recorded 2 weeks ago before I got sick, and it will be live within hours of when I post this episode for you. And you can hear my interview with Ashley DiMercurio on the Reading Project podcast, and I will link that in the show notes for you. The second one was a live video stream that I did on Friday for the Hot Topics podcast, and it's not live yet because we did it as a video stream, and so she's going to turn it into a podcast later. But you can already find the recording of our live conversation when she interviewed me on the Parnello Education Facebook page. Or if you're a member of the Dyslexia Devoted Facebook group, I also shared it over there as well. Now it's time to start talking about summer. It is fast approaching, and it's time to start making plans for kids if you haven't already. The first thing to do is to decide what kind of summer your kiddo needs. Are they a kid who already does hours of tutoring a week on top of the schoolwork? Then maybe it's time to give them a much needed break. Let them be a carefree kid for the summer. Make the main goal to read as many books as they can, and don't be picky on the topics, just get their nose in a book, any book, I don't care which one. Most libraries have summer reading challenges that the kids can join and earn really cool rewards, or you can make up your own reward system. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, are they a kiddo who is deeply struggling in school this year and you're really wondering how on earth they're ever going to survive next school year? Then maybe it's time to schedule in some extra summer tutoring sessions. Summer is a great time to give them a boost and help get them ready for next year. Just 2 to 3 hours a week can make a huge world of difference. Now, before you can get started in summer, let's think about why I'm talking to you about this now in April. The first thing you need to do is to figure out what exactly they need to work on. Getting a tutor doesn't do you any good if you don't know what to ask them to work on for you. So the first thing to do, if you're a parent, that means asking the teacher what specific skills would be the most important for them to develop. If you're an educator, because I know I have some educators that listen each week too, that means making a quick bulleted list of the skills that you want a child to work on so the parents have a starting point of what to do. Now, if you're an educator, maybe that means making a bulleted list of skills that you want that child to work on so the parents have a starting point. And better yet, give them some resources that they can use to get started on those skills. So if the student needs some math work, maybe the mathaids.com website, because there's a bunch of unlimited PDFs. It's a whole generator thing. So you can print out as many different topics as you want, all the way from kindergartner work, all the way through, I think there's even calculus on there now. If it's a student still struggling with reading, maybe try those Flyleaf Publishing books. Flyleaf Publishing has little e-decodable readers that you can do. Those are always pretty awesome. And they're also totally free right now. So fingers crossed they stay free for now. It was something they did for COVID that they have conveniently continued letting be free. So Flyleaf Publishing, check out their decodable readers. They're pretty fantastic. And if you do the ebooks, totally free. You don't have to buy them or anything. Now, you also need to start thinking about finding a tutor. This is a great time to start looking for a tutor if you haven't already. some of the most sought-after tutors might already be booked up. Like my schedule, kind of insane already. But usually, you can find some great options in April before schedules fill up right as the school year is ending. Now you might be wondering, where do you even find a tutor? Well, one of the best things you can do, ask other parents. Just about all of my clients came from other parents or from colleagues who diagnose kids with learning differences. I've never once advertised any of my tutoring and I always have a waitlist. So it's one of those things where parents are the best resource for other parents. You can also check out websites for dyslexia certification programs such as Wilson or the Academy of Orton-Gillingham, and I bet Slingerland probably has a list of people too, who are all certified to teach kids with dyslexia. And you can also check out your local Decoding Dyslexia or IDA branch, and they will usually have some resources and some people who they know are trusted. You can also ask teachers at your child's school, since often teachers need that extra money over the summer. That's actually how my business got started, was, you know, a couple kids during the school year that needed help, and then a lot of kids that needed help during the summer. So to recap today's episode, first think about what does the child need most right now? Do they need a break this summer, or do they need some intensive work? Find out what skills they most desperately need to develop. So if you are an educator, make a list of those skills and give them to the parents. If you're a parent, ask the teacher, not just they need to read, but what skills do they need to learn? Like, what specifically are they having trouble with so that you can give more specific direction to the tutor that works with your child? And then start looking for a tutor now before all the good ones get snapped up. All right, that's it for today. I told you it was going to be a shorty episode. COVID completely kicked my butt and I need my rest. Before you go, don't forget to check out those extra interviews that I did about dyslexia over on the Reading Project podcast that will be live within hours of when my episode goes live on my podcast. And if you want to check out my Hot Topics interview, that is over on my Parnello Education Facebook page, so you can check that one out. All right, friends, that's all for today. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you want to learn even more about dyslexia, check out parnelloeducation.com/courses. See you next time.